So during Lent, we get to do fun things like confess and repent and talk about sin. And we don't talk about sin, we're Methodists. Sin, we don't like to talk about this, right? I think something that has helped me, and maybe this will help you. I still am, really self-absorbed. And so when I think about sin, and for most of my life the way I thought about it, it was like these very personal slights that I did to my parents, or like to God or something, right? And then I would feel really guilty. I lied, or I gossiped or something. Like it was a very sort of myopic notion. I would feel guilty and I would want to repent. And obviously I don't like think lying is good. I don't think gossiping is good. I just think that sin is different than I conceived of it. So here's how I picture it. I picture God looking at us with like a broken heart. I'm like, oh, honey, you don't have to live like this anymore. Like, you really don't have to live like this anymore. Like, I always thought of sin as like something I did that hurt God. Something I did that maybe like made my parents mad, but I rarely thought about sin as like really like creating all kinds of issues in my life, in the systems of the world. I think God is like, oh, Joe, I have too many things for you to do to be wasting your time with that. Could you let that go? Could you give it away? Could you drop it on the floor? And so I think of God not as like my sin is angering God, as God being brokenhearted and offering me a different way to be. Like all those things that don't allow me to do the things that need to get done, that don't allow me to be the person that God's called me to be. So repentance is not about guilt. Repentance is about you and I getting set free. It's a gift that's offered that I want to rush to grab. Like it lets me set down the things that hold me back. So I want you to think about the idea that maybe God has something in store for each one of the people in this room. Like God is calling us to something. It's not all the same. What I'm asked to do is not what you're asked to do, but we're all called to do something. But if that's true, if we are called to do something, then in order to do that, there are other things that we must not do. That's how I think of sin. In order to do certain things, there are some things that you must not do, right? So we'll stop. And like, if I wanted to run a marathon, if I really was like, let's say I decided that, then if I want to do that, then I can't eat 5 Big Macs before the race. Like if I want to do something, then there are other things that I shouldn't do, right? And there's things that I probably have to do, like drink enough water and practice the small distances and get better, right? Like if I want to do this, then there's other things that I shouldn't do. If God is calling us to things, like Joe, I have work for you to do, right? I have work for you to do. Then there's certain things that I have to let go of. There's certain things I have to give up. You want the freedom to be able to run a marathon? Like that's freedom, right? Freedom I don't have. Then let go. And so I began to think of sin are the things that keep me from doing God's work in the world, not the little individualized mess-ups that I thought made God mad. And then it changed the way I thought about it. Like, I want to be equipped And I want to be ready for when God calls. So in my younger years, when I thought of sin as individualized and myopic, I thought of Lent as that way too. So how can I make my life hard during Lent? Because that's what I deserve. So like I'll give up meat or like I, you know, whatever. We find some, we'll give up hot water. We won't sleep in our bed during Lent. You know, like we'll do something that reminds us each day that we're sinners and we need to depend on God. But I never felt like that equipped me to do anything. Like, what does not having hot water have to do with actually getting the work that God wants me to get done? Like, it was just a way to discipline myself, to give something up, right? But I'm not sure I'm able to do that. Like, I want you to think about Lent this season. Maybe it's not things that you can actually give up. Maybe you're not able. Maybe Lent is like you asking God to set you free. Like, oh Lord, please just set me free from this so that I can get the work you have for me done. Because as the scripture pointed out pretty clearly, your fasts, you giving something up for Lent, Joe, is not what God has in mind. The point is we take this time of Lent so that we're prepared to do God's work in the world, to run that marathon that God has set forth, which is, right? So is the fast I chose for you to humble yourself, to bow down your head like a bulrush? The bulrush is like a reed in the Near East that actually naturally bends, almost like a man bowing before God, right? To lie in sackcloth and ashes, will you call this a fast? And then the next slide. Is not the fast I chose to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? I think I have one more. Yeah. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? God's got work for us to do, man. Like, there's so much pain and injustice and hurt. And if we're going to do that work, then there are certain things that we probably shouldn't be doing, that we need to let go of, give up. I would argue in my case, maybe I'm just not able to give them up and I need to be set free. The goal is to leave this place and to take this Lenten season to prepare ourselves for the justice of God. The justice of God, that it might like flow like a river, that it might cover our parched garden and saturate it with water, right? That we might do that for others in our community. So the metaphor, the image I want you to think about is like pruning. So you have to prune a tree and you have to prune a bush. You have to get rid of pieces of it. You have to make it less dense, more sparse, so that it can grow healthy. And your life and my life ends up filled with things that do not equip us to enact the justice of God in the world. They probably make it more difficult, like eating Big Macs if you want to run a marathon. So Lent is not about giving something up to punish yourself and remind yourself you're a sinner. Lent is here to remove things that might equip us to be the people of God in the world. And so, so for some of you, I can imagine this might be something like having a healthier relationship with your phone. Or for some of you, this might mean something like your relationship to Netflix. That's usually my problem. Some of you, it might mean the way in which you numb out by having two drinks every single night, so you don't have to really think about your day. And for some of you, it might mean that you work too much and you're never with your family. You're not lazy, you're just lazy in love, because that takes hard work. I'm certainly guilty of that. I don't know what it is in your life that you need to be set free from, that you need release from, so that you can begin to be equipped to do the work God has for you, the work that Isaiah tells us about. But as DJ and Jana come, they're going to play a song, and as they play, you have a piece, a little square of paper. If you came in a little bit late, there are squares of paper in the back, like where the name tags normally are. It's dissolvable paper. What I'm hoping you do is you write something on this piece of paper that you will focus on this Lenten season. Focus on is probably the wrong word. That you're willing to let go of, or that you're willing to ask God, to pray to God to maybe set you free from. So that we can prune those things out of our life, that dead weight that keeps us from actually connecting to others and connecting to God, those things that are a distraction, a waste, that actively take us away. That you might write even just one word that would remind you of that. After the song, I'll give some instructions, but essentially we're going to dissolve these in water. We're going to give them, literally, we're going to like hand them over and stir them around and give them to God. But I don't want to lose sight that what we're really doing here is pruning ourselves so that something new might happen in us. Some growth, a change of heart. And so we have some things that you might add this Lenten season. It's not just about taking something away. What might we fill our lives with this time in our spiritual journey? And so there'll be a little bit of both after the song.